Bonsoir à tous, this is London Calling, and welcome to the Sounds of London.
A battle come down, London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing, except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning.
Tonight I'm delighted to welcome back Doug Riley, who's taking us through some of the many artists he's seen in concert. Hi Doug, thanks for coming in.
Hi, good to be back.
And I think you're going to take us through some of the artists you've seen in France, is that correct?
Yes, that'll be the theme that comes through the evening. We're starting actually at Carcassonne with Roger Hodgson, who we saw at the Carcassonne Festival a few years ago.
Okay.
And in reality you were seeing Supertramp.
So yes, yeah, I can imagine that.
You couldn't really tell the difference,
no,
even though there were only two musicians on stage.
Yeah.
It was remarkable.
He's still got the rights to play them, I suppose,
because
he was the author.
Yeah. But amazingly then, Supertramp came on tour, they've reformed, and we heard that Hodgson was back, so we thought, we'll go to that.
Yes,
and he wasn't.
Ah.
But we'll talk about that after the music. It's Give a Little Bit by Supertramp.
See the mind.
lovely 12-string acoustic guitar at the end. Famous, ever popular Supertramp. Very popular here in France. Always hearing that song on the French radio.
Yeah, in fact, we saw Supertramp in Toulouse, and they were quite magnificent without Roger Hodgson, which was quite interesting. But they're one of these groups, a bit like the Beach Boys. It's the dad and son setup now.
Yes.
They bring the sons through to play in the bass. I suppose it keeps some money in the family. But they were very good, I have to say.
That's right, yes.
And then we're sticking with Carcassonne, because I think it must be 3 years ago now. We went to see George. We go every year, some fabulous concerts.
Yeah.
And George Benson was playing. And again, the musicianship was just
fantastic.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Wonderful guitarist.
One of my favourites.
Oh, I can understand why. So we're going with a George Benson track.
And off we go.
You're asking me to say, living life without you, girl, he's all right. If you really want to know, I have to say it's dangerous to my mind. So before you turn and walk, stay, remembering it used to be so right. If you're asking for the truth, I have to say I won't believe it's good now. So before you turn and walk away, just let me love you.
Fantastic George Benson there with Lady Love Me One More Time from 1983, all that time ago, yes.
Right.
And of course, famous for his guitar playing much before.
Yeah.
Then suddenly he discovered he could sing.
Yeah.
And boy, could he sing.
Great concert as well, yeah. The next two, funnily enough, are both acts we saw in Albi. And it was before Paul's Guitar had moved there from Monestier. And they had a little festival under the railway arches, of all places. Mm-hmm. Sort of place most in Leeds. You never went under the railway arches, but in Albi it was safe. And it was two pretty big names, but they couldn't be more different. The first one was John Mayall and his Bluesbreakers, and he's been around. So, I mean, when I worked on the parks when I was at university, one of the guys who took the summer job was a drummer in John Mayall's Bluesbreakers, and that's mid-60s.
The godfather of British blues.
Oh, yeah, without and the people who've played with him rather than he's played with, it's a list of who's who in rock. And then the other one was Ricky Lee Jones, who, same venue, just her and a piano, basically, and she had the most appalling cold. So the concert wasn't great, but nevertheless, John Mayall, Ricky Lee Jones from Under the Arches in Albi.
Gypsy woman told my mother, before I was born. She said, you got a boy child's coming. Gonna be a son of a gun. Gonna make pretty women jump and shout. And then the world wanna know what this song is about. Got a black hat bone, got a mojo too. Got the John the Conqueror, gonna mess with you. Gonna make you, girl, leave me by my hand. Then the world know, coochie, coochie, man, I turn on head. Hoochie coochie man, everybody knows I'm here. Ain't nobody John. Thank you.
go home. Cause a little lap dog is about to roar. Little lap dog was built to play by the fire, sleep or day. It's a
nice contrast in styles there. First we had John Mayall with Hoochie Coochie Man, the blues standard, originally written by Willie Dixon and recorded by Muddy Waters in 1954, followed by Ricky Lee Jones and Lapdog with that nice finger-picking style. Very good, very good. And you saw both of those at Albee before Paul's guitar moved to Albee, is that
right? That's right, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Next, it's not Carcassonne, it's not Toulouse, it's not Albi. The next band, incredibly, was seen at Vauxhall. Everybody knows. Letter de Vauxhall. We have an amazing festival starting week on Tuesday.
Oh yes, looking forward to it.
It'll be two men, and they always have some wonderful apro concerts. And this crowd were a group of musicians from Liverpool who turned up in a beaten up old Ford Transit. Thing had broken down, they only just got in time and they blew the place away. They were absolutely wonderful. They were so good they came back another year, and this is the Brasshoppers. Thank you.
listening to London Calling on CFM Radio, and that was a band called the Brass Hoppers, who have played a Vaor, apparently. Yeah, sounding like the brass equivalent of Little Richard, I thought.
And we mustn't forget that CFM are covering Etude of All this year.
Yes. So
we'll be seeing people there. Next, my magazine, my rock magazine of choice, would be Uncut. And from Uncut, I'd never heard of a band called Mercury Rev until a few years ago. And then we saw that they were playing in Toulouse, and they were playing actually in a salle de fête. But you couldn't really call it a salle de fête. It made our local salle de fêtes look quite small. It was a big place, great band, all students. Was by far the oldest couple there, Louise and I, sadly, and some friends from Vaor. But I really like this band, and they're called Mercury Rev.
Spies and Flies, an American band formed in the late 80s, and you said you saw them in Albi, of course.
In Toulouse.
Toulouse, yeah. Beg pardon. Yeah. Toulouse, yes.
That would be mid-2000, 2005, something like that, we saw them.
David Baker on vocals and a chap called Grasshopper on the guitar.
You can't make this up, can you? From the Grasshoppers to Grasshopper.
I know, superb. Yeah. So, now we're going to do a striptease, aren't we?
loads of links here. It's Joe Cocker, who we saw in Toulouse before the AZF explosion that wrecked the Zenith. I think he was one of the last concerts there. And he's singing a song from the Full Monty, the Full Circle for Me from Yorkshire. And we'll pick up Tom Jones, did the original, and he'll be on a bit later. So, we've got from the Full Monty, Joe Cocker.
Shoes, baby. Take off your dress. Yeah. little woman, that's right. Raise your arms in the air and now shake up. You give me reason to live. 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 Sweet darling,
you can leave your head on.
Just leave your head on, girl. A little woman.
Doug, you can sit down now. Dancing around with his bowler hat.
Yeah, we're going to have to stop talking while the music's playing.
Oh, that was good. Thank you very much for that.
And now we move to, when was it? It was Carcassonne last year. If anybody remembers last July when the Tour de France came through Vauban, off down, and the weather was just awful. And we went to see the sunny Californian surfing beach boys, all of whom were older than me. And it was in Carcassonne when the rain was horizontal. Mm-hmm. And they were absolutely gobsmacking. There's no other word for it. They came on, it was easily 11 o'clock when they came on at night. Yeah. And they just played hit after hit after hit. And the first time I saw them, 1964, I think, 65, in Leeds on the Head Row. And the song then that made them absolutely world famous and took the Beatles on was Good Vibrations, and it's just as good now as ever.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Ooh,
I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's giving me
excitations.
Good vibrations.
Vibrations and the Beach Boys, a positive symphony there with the cello and the electro theremin there, which is revolutionary for the time, wasn't it?
It was, and it really upped the ante with the Beatles. They got in a competition that went on with the Smile CD and everything, LP at the time rather than CD.
Well, we were just saying Brian Wilson's still going strong?
Yeah, and he's joining them this year. He's going back after all these years and going to play concerts with them. That would really be something. Because the Beach Boys now have a couple of their sons playing in the group.
Yes.
Still very good.
Which is becoming a common theme, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to change genre.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me a moment. Sorry about that. Yeah, completely different. When I met my wife a few years ago now, she had a couple of LPs of Jacques Lussier, piano trio, playing Bach in a jazz style, and I just thought they were brilliant. And they came to Toulouse 4 or 5 years ago, and we're telling all our French friends we're going to go see Jacques Lussier, and everybody looked at us completely blank. And
never heard of him.
Well, he's a Frenchman, and they didn't know him. Apparently he was huge in Britain and America and done nothing in France. So we went to see him, and it was really, really, for three people, stunning. And I've chosen a very short piece of music because most of the music he plays is very long. So it's a short piece and it's not rock and roll, but by golly, it's good. Thank you.
pretty cool. Thank you. Thank you very much, Louise, for that. Jacques Lussier.
But if you ever get a chance to see them play Ravel's Bolero, it's really stunning, just the three of them. Quite remarkable. We saw them in the Hall de Grenne in Toulouse, and amazingly, the next concert was Chuck Berry. You couldn't get much difference. The acoustics in that, the Hall de Grenne, the old Corn Exchange, just magnificent, quite magnificent. And then from one pianist to another, probably my favourite, or one of my, certainly one of my favourites of Elton John. And I think in his pomp, Elton John was one of the greatest rock and roll artists going. Don't ask me what I think now, because it's not quite that. But we saw him in Montauban a few years ago at the Jazz Festival, and it was not good. But we'd seen him 2-3 times in concert, Leeds, Newcastle, and he was just spectacular. So let's stick with the Elton John that we all know and love, and Captain Fantastic.
Captain Fantastic, raised and regimented, hardly a hero. Just someone whose mother might know. Very clearly a case for cornflakes and classics, two teas both with sugar, please. In the back of an alley, while little dirt cowboys turn brown in their saddles, sweet chocolate biscuits and red rosy apples in summer. For it's hay make and hay ma, do the papers say anything good? All the chances in life for little dirt cowboys. Should I make my way out of my home in the woods? Brown dirt cowboy, still green and growing, city's big captain. Fantastic the feedback, the honey the hive could be holding. Young children on wheels of the winners, and the 68th Summer Festival wore flowers a thin air. The chief is a meal, a hardly a home on the range. Too hot for the band.
Fantastic in the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Semi-autobiographical, apparently.
Yeah, early on a lot of his songs were about his or Bernie Taupin's lives. Yeah, certainly. I have to say, I think in concert, his original touring band were some of the greatest musicians I've ever seen. They were really just stunning. And he was just such a showman. Mm-hmm. So, unbelievable concerts. And now, back to the Full Monty again, but in fact not a song from the Full Monty, but the song Burning Down a House by Tom Jones, one of his recent songs. And we went to see him, I think this is on Reload, we went to see him Carcassonne last year, and neither Louise nor I are great fans. We just thought we'd go along and see what he was like, and it's quite evident that he's played Vegas. He is a total showman, and the show was really stunning. He's not he can't run around like he used to, but his voice is basically as it ever was. It really was a wonderful show.
Still so, doing it, isn't he?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's riding on a crest of a wave again, isn't
and
he?
And he's worth it. He's, you know, some of them have lost their voices, but he's still got it. Quite remarkable. So here we go with Tom Jones.
Still strutting his stuff, 1999, Burning Down the House, originally done by the Talking Heads back in 1983. Yes.
Really?
Yes, and that was one of Tom Jones's famous collaborations with the Cardigans. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
brilliant stuff. Well, we've nearly run out of time, Doug. Many thanks for coming along tonight and for yet another great selection of music. Thank you very much. What would you like to play out on?
Well, we'll go out with a show from Paul's Guitar in Albi. And we've talked about Paddy Smith before. She started out as a poet.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, this song starts with a piece of poetry and morphs into something really completely different. But it's a great way to end any show. So off we go with Paddy Smith and Gloria.
Many thanks for listening, everybody. À la prochaine.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord of my sleeve. Thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. Look at the windowsills, we're young fun. Hopping on the parking meter, leaning on the parking meter. Oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so fine. And I got this crazy feeling, and then I'm gonna make a mind. Oh, I put my spell on her. Here she comes. Here she comes, rolling up my stair. Here she comes.